One of the many, many requests we have on this program, and it's been repeated so many times that we've actually acceded to it, is to be able to redo the series on Asma'ul Husna. And for me, it's an absolute pleasure. I enjoy those names so much. And every time you look at them, there is something in the Asma'ul Husna that lights a spark that develops so much energy. So let's first look at an introduction of Asma'ul Husna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Suratul A'raf, ayah 180 says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Walillahi Asma'ul Husna. And Allah's are the best of names. Fad'uhu biha, call on Him thereby. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ, and leave alone those who violate the sanctity of His names. سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, they shall be recompensed for what they did. And she used this verse to me. Amazing young lady. In Surah Bani Israel, ayah 110, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ اِدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ اِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. أَيَّامٍ تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. And if we look at Surah Al-Taha, Surah number 20, ayah 8, He says, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, Allah, there is no God but He, and His are the best of names. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, تَخَلُّكُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only way to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through these attributes. And we need to familiarize ourselves with it. Maybe I can reiterate this hadith in the way, derive your manners from the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said. And the knowledge of the Asma'ul Husna can be attained in multiple ways. It could be formal, informal. It does not matter how one of us gains this knowledge. But the emphasis must be upon ourselves in the necessity to learn. It may be through formal schooling, you know, learning them, going to theology classes. It may be through a teacher who explains the workings of that. It may be self-taught knowledge through reading, to learning through intuitive understanding. But we have to learn them. And we've got to understand each of the names as it means. We've got to understand the name as to how we apply it to ourselves and then how they manifest themselves in our character. And we'll try and call it, as some scholars have, as theoethics is really looking at the name and understanding its meaning in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Psychoethics, in essence, is to be able to now assume that name within our psychology. And socioethics is the actions that then manifest themselves as an understanding of that name within ourselves. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, clothe yourself with the excellent qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has 99 virtues. Whoever puts on one of them will surely enter Jannah. When we look at the story of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, it becomes quite clear. Remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells to the angels, now this is ayah 30 of Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, I am going to place in the earth a representative, a khalifa. Qalu, the angel says, Ataj'alu fiha man yufsidu fiha wa yasfiqu ad-dima, will you place in it such that shall make mischief in it and shed blood? وَنَحْنُ نُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ, and we celebrate your praise and we extol your holiness. قَالَ, he said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, Allah says, surely I know what you do not know. And then he says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, and he taught Adam all the names. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and then presented them to the angels. فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, tell me the names of those if you are right. Immediately they said, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا, We have no knowledge but that which you have taught us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, you are the knowing, O wise. And then he says, قَالَ يَا عَدَمُ. O Adam, he said, أَنْبِعْهُمْ بِأَسْمَاهِمْ. Inform them of their names. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَعْهُمْ بِأَسْمَاهِمْ. When he informed them of their names, قَالَ, he said, أَلَمْ أَكُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Did I not say to you that I surely know what is غَيْب in the heavens and the earth, وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. And I know what you manifest and what you hide. The angels were absolutely impressed by this divine energy that these names came into. So hence the human being is able to display an indefinite variety of divine aspects. If all human attributes and activities for the whole of human history could be brought together in one place, we would begin to have an idea of what manifesting all the names implies in essence. And it is precisely this all-comprehensiveness which allows every sort of human possibility, every imaginable attribute, every conceivable act. You know, if Adam alayhi salam had been created upon the form of just Hilm, for example, gentle, the world would be free of anger and cruelty. If he had been created upon the form of just, for example, the retributor, one who retributes, no one would ever forgive his enemy. If he had been created upon the form of the Almighty and the Glorious, he would never obey God or anyone else. But the human being was created upon the form of all the names. Every conceivable attribute appears from there. And then you understand what these names mean. And since the human being comprehends all the names, each individual reflects every divine attribute to some degree. And it is our duty to be able to define them, to demonstrate them in the right way, in the way that is prescribed for us, so that we may reach our full potential. You know, even when we look at the world, we see beauty, grandeur, we see strength, we see the power of joy or the power of destruction manifested in it. We're attracted or repulsed by these manifestations. To some, we're drawn. Sometimes we're absorbed by them. We're even annihilated sometimes. We feel threatened by some. We feel inspired or we're full of awe for some. And there is an inevitable link between what we see and feel in ourselves. And that link is provided by the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each object manifests some divine power of Allah. His joy, his anger, his love, his magnificence. It comes through these objects. That's why we are attracted or repelled. There is no end to these. And there will be no end as long as the process of creation exists. And it's these various energy levels, these various powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are described by his names. And that's why we see that the entire creation manifests the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he tells us in Surah Al-An'am, the last ayah 165, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعْلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْكَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ صَرِيعُ الْإِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And it is he who has made you successors, his agents, inheritors of the earth, and raised some of you above others by various grades, that he may try you by what he has given you. Surely your God is quick to requite evil, and he is most surely the forgiving and the merciful. So here we are asked the mastery of these names and how we reflect them. We are his agents. He's telling us to remember him, draw near him, by first reciting these names, then to be able to understand them, and then to be able to manifest them. They are amazing names, and we will try to look at each one and see how we can apply them to our lives. And what we will present is really a drop from the ocean of each name. The drop is not the ocean. All I can say is that it is from the ocean. But these Asma'ul Husna are so potent. Their mere utterance has an amazing effect. Let me tell you a story that I was told as a child. There was a man who once saw an alim, and he recognized the righteousness of that alim when he was traveling once. And he asked that alim to be his companion on the trip. and the alim accepted. It is good akhlaq to do so. They came upon a river which they had to cross, but there was neither a bridge or a boat. So the alim told his companion, look, we will cross the river walking with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hold on to my hand and I will recite a dua. All you have to do is say that as this shaykh says, and we will walk on the water. The companion was amazed, but he thought it's worth a try. So he held the hand of the alim, and the alim said, Ya Allah. And the man said, as the shaykh says. And they started walking on the water. As they came to the middle, the man felt a bit silly. He thought, all I'm doing, I can say Ya Allah too. All I'm doing is saying as the shaykh said. But as soon as he said Ya Allah, he started sinking into the waters. And the alim pulled him out and said, each of these names, and this name in particular, needs to be recited with the heart and the tongue. So when we do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will look at each of the names as the days go on, please, let's recite them with our whole being, you know, every bit of us, and see the amazing effect it will have on your life. And then hopefully, we try and apply them to our lives too.